Nolte, CNN's Maggie Haberman criticizes Trump for seeking pandemic quick fix. By John Nolte on April 8, 2020. CNN's Maggie Haberman has so lost her humanity by way of partisan rage and frustration. She criticized President Trump on Tuesday for seeking a quick fix for the coronavirus pandemic. During an appearance on KLAL's basement-rated New Day, Haberman, who is obviously too stupid to close the drapes before appearing on TV from her home, ripped into Trump over his oft-stated support for the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to treat sufferers of this horrible Chinese virus. "I think he's looking for a quick fix out of this," she sniffed with sunlight blowing up her smug face. "Watch for yourself here," emphasis added. "I do think, John, just based on other reporting we have, that Trump's interest in hydroxychloroquine is primarily about the fact that it has been suggested to him by people who he knows, including Larry Ellison at Oracle. Dr. Oz on television suggested this. And the president has gotten more interested in what TV doctors have to say than some of the people in his own administration. But mostly, John, I think he's looking for a quick fix out of this. And I really do believe that that is his main focus. I have no way of knowing if that's the only one. But I do think that's the main one." Before we get to this, a little background on Hideous Haberman. Maggie Haberman practically invented the concept of doxing, something she was doing to private citizens on behalf of the Democrat Party years before anyone had even heard of the word. Maggie Haberman might identify as a New York Times reporter, but she is a proven serial liar who literally, and I do mean literally, allowed the Hillary Clinton campaign to put a literal rope, and I do mean a literal rope, around her to control her movements at a 2015 campaign event. Maggie Haberman is a political blacklister. Maggie Haberman regularly traffics in dangerous, left-wing hyperbole. The Hillary Clinton campaign sought out Maggie Haberman for friendly coverage. And now we come to my personal favorite bon mot about this neurotic, shrill, liar. You're going to think I'm kidding or exaggerating, but I'm not. Remember The Sound of Music? You know, the nice, little movie where Julie Andrews plays a nun? Remember that sweet little song Edelweiss Christopher Plummer sings lamenting the loss of his treasured homeland to the despicable Nazis? Get this. During a 2019 White House event, President Trump entered the room while the Marine Corps band played Edelweiss and Haberman completely flipped out. "Does anyone at that White House understand the significance of that song?" she tweeted. "In other words, it's a Nazi anthem. President Hitler is entering the room to a Nazi anthem. An AZ5 anthem." What a toxically stupid woman. But as you can see from her Tuesday CNN appearance, she's actually gotten worse, because she is now not only criticizing Trump for touting a prescription drug that more and more anecdotal and medical evidence points to as effective against the China virus, she's criticizing Trump for looking for a quick fix for a pandemic. OMFG, Trump wants to fix this pandemic quickly. OMFG, President Hitler is looking for a quick fix to stop Americans from dying. OMFG, can you believe how evil this man is looking for a quick fix for a plague? To begin with, what kind of sociopathic media discourages the public from taking a perfectly safe, with a doctor's approval, medication that appears to be helping a lot of people? And what kind of sociopath criticizes someone for looking for a quick fix for an epidemic killing some thousand Americans a day? I'll answer those questions. We're talking about partisan sociopaths looking to increase the body count because they believe the taller the mountain of dead, the better it is for their leftist agenda. Haberman snorting at the idea of a quick fix is the Freudian slip of all Freudian slips. In the minds of our warped and depraved corporate media, a quick fix is a nightmare come true because it might deliver something much worse than a mountain of dead Americans, a second term for the orange bad man. But just don't call the media the enemy of the people. That would be wrong. The media are not even trying to hide their evil anymore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.